Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Early in the surprise primary contest in the Massachusetts 7th Congressional District, incumbent Congressman Mike Capuano holds a 12-point lead over challenger Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley. It's according to a new WBUR poll out this morning that suggests race and experience could play major factors in the race. From the newsroom of the Dorchester Reporter, WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
It's only February, and one of the campaigns for Congress has already begun. Here's Ayanna Pressley revving up a packed house at her campaign launch this week in Cambridge.
Restaurants, bodegas, beauty salon, and barbershop owners are left scratching their heads, wondering when government will wake up and realize they are just as important as the big corporations parachuting into this district.
Pressley has a big challenge ahead. The first African-American woman on the Boston City Council is challenging a 10-term incumbent with whom she agrees on most issues. But Pressley supporters such as Chelsea City Council President Damali Bido say it's time for change.
It's great that we have allies in Congress that vote the right way and say the right thing. But I think in this time, in these political times, it's important to have an advocate, someone that's going to stand up and knows firsthand, intimate experience, what it is that the community needs.
At this early point in the race, the WBUR poll shows the veteran congressman has the edge. 35% of likely Democratic voters say they support Pressley, while 47% favor Capuano. David Marcus of Somerville appreciates Capuano's experience as mayor of Somerville, and then for the past two decades in Congress.
I get his weekly email newsletter where he explains how he's voting and mentions other issues that are going on, and it's rather rare, I think, that I would have a significant disagreement with him.
The WBUR poll shows voters favor Capuano's experience in Congress. Nearly half say they prefer someone with experience in how Congress works. And the lack of name recognition appears to be an early challenge for Pressley. One-third of the voters surveyed said they'd never heard of her. Capuano supporter David Marcus says he doesn't know much about Pressley. He's checked out her campaign website and isn't particularly impressed.
It seemed to me the only reason she was running against Capuano was her gender and her ethnic background and that she was new. Just being new doesn't seem like a good reason to run against someone who's doing a good job.
Race might not matter to Marcus in the voting booth, but the WBUR poll of likely Democratic voters finds race will play at least some role for 4 in 10 voters. 14% say it will play a major role. Roughly half of the 7th Congressional District's residents are white, 26% are black, 21% Latino, and the rest Asian and other races. Steve Cazella of the Mass Inc. polling group conducted the poll. He says with two popular leaders going against one another, both with progressive platforms, the poll shows the race factor could be front and center.
It's almost a mirror opposite, with 63% of white voters saying they're supporting Capuano and 64% of black voters saying they're supporting Ayanna Pressley. So whatever voters are telling you about how they're making their decision, I think there's some evidence that it is playing a role.
The WBUR poll finds both candidates are more favored among the highly educated and the highly paid. Cazella says geography also has a role.
You see Ayanna Pressley very popular among young voters, voters of color, also with an edge in the city of Boston itself, so the voters who actually know her. So I think her challenge will be, can she get outside of Boston and do as well as she's doing inside the city?
Capuano has previously depended heavily on Boston voters, who accounted for more than 60% of the votes he received 2 years ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.